Hello and welcome to Breakpoint Podcast. I'm your host, Val Febbo, and we're presented by Upstart at La Trobe University, along with Varvel.com, one of the best sports websites going around. In the USA section, if you go onto there, it's the tennis section run so well by Noel Alberto. It's awesome, so get around it. If you're not getting your news from Breakpoint, get it from there. Let's welcome the team, though. Joel Fritchie, how you going?
Good, thanks, mate.
That's the way. How you been?
Very well, how about you?
Yeah, not too bad. You excited? You got your Melbourne victory presser at Crown today?
Yeah, pretty pumped. It's going to be good.
That's good. You look very nice.
Oh, thanks, mate. No shucks, worries. Shucks.
Ryan, you also look nice. The Prophet, how are you?
Good, thank you, buddy. And I like to say, not maybe looking as good as Joel, because no one ever does, but I'm looking forward to the show today, Val, and get ready to get owned this week.
You're close second.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, buddy.
You were, and that brings us to the protege. Can he be the Prophet soon?
Oh, he's not even close.
Not even close?
6 months at least, just a challenge.
That's true. How you been, mate?
I've been pretty good. I had a great week this week.
You did. You picked a lot of winners.
Circumventing the tennis.
Yep.
Navigate that. I lost myself.
Circumnavigating the tennis world.
There we go.
That's what he's trying to get out.
There we go.
What you guys said.
He's tired. That's all right. All right. Well, let's get stuck into it. This is the tournament that I've been excited about all week. Quito in Ecuador. Victor Estrella-Burgos has defended his title.
How?
I don't know. But you know what? I'm bloody pumped because we all gave him no chance, didn't we? Yep. Including our good friend Brett Phillips. We all said absolutely no hope that he's going to win this, but he came through. He had a great week. The final against Thomas Bellucci was one to behold, really. It was really close early on. Bellucci, I think his serving was really good in the first set, but Estrella-Burgos just managed to sort of negate that part of Bellucci's game towards the end and sort of started to break it down, win some more points, ended up taking the second set tiebreak in a really tight affair there, and ran away with the third 6-2. But he wins his second career title, defends his Quito crown. He's now 10-0 at the event.
Oh, wow.
That's phenomenal, and that's why we love the Dominicans. Yeah,
the goat of Ecuador.
Yep exactly. And he goes 2-0 head-to-head versus Bellucci. They also met in the Quito semis last year, so Bellucci, I thought, was going to get his revenge early on, but couldn't do it. So Victor, my man. But the Brazilian had a good week. I didn't really rate his chances. I'm not sure. Did any of us really rate Bellucci's chances of winning the title?
Not particularly, no.
No. Yeah, I honestly didn't really think he'd do too well. Like, he's been around for a long time. So, consistency's probably been his biggest foe, I guess. He had a great week, and he'll be really happy with the final. Moved up a few spots in the rankings, which we'll get to later, I'm sure. But Bernard Tomic, another disappointing win.
Yeah.
Lost to Paolo Lorenzi, the 34-year-old Italian. He hit 25 aces past Bernie.
It just proved that Bernie's just not good at reading clay.
No.
And it's something he's going to need to pick up on in the lead-up to the French Open. Because, like, playing stuff like this for him is really good in the lead-up to the French Open. But it was clearly evident he just wasn't moving towards the ball well enough. He couldn't read it off the surface. He wasn't moving fast enough to hit his forehand either.
I think that's the main thing, though, is his movement is still really, really poor. I think, I'm not sure, it's a mixture of maybe not the correct training for clay, but also I think it's just the mentality, the will to really have to push yourself.
Yeah.
You know, all those drills that Rafael Nadal does
tear
you apart.
It's almost embedded in his game, though. If you look at the way he's been since really turning pro, he's never really been much of a mover.
Yeah, that's true.
He's always sort of had a very passive kind of game.
Mm. Yeah, and that's always been highlighted by commentators as well, that he hasn't, his movement isn't the best, and that's what he needs to improve on. And even Roger Federer said that. If he can get his fitness up, that's probably the key.
Yeah.
And I think what you said there, Ryan, about, you know, his unwillingness to, and what you said, Joel, like his training and stuff like that, you know, his quote during his loss to Lorenzi on court, which was picked up by the court mics, go to Miami and drive your Ferrari. You don't need to be here. F this place.
Oh, well, that's lovely, isn't it? Really?
You know, that's not the quote of somebody that wants to be in the top 10. That's not the quote of someone that's striving to do better.
The blue collar Aussie spirit. I love it.
Well, I mean, if he's acting like that, I'm not sure top 10's all that close for him at the moment.
It's really not. And, you know, and I just want to go back 25 aces. Lorenzi's only 6 foot. Yeah. And he's
not known for monster serve, no.
No.
It does have very good placement when he's serving, though.
He does. But 25. That's like, you've got to be kidding. And on clay, that's not even on Karlovic level. No.
Yeah.
I mean, that's above Karlovic level.
Yeah.
You know, it's good enough from Bernie, pretty much.
It's not a grand slam either. It's not like you're going, you know, 8 hour, five setter kind of thing. It's exactly. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
3-set match and he didn't break him at any stage. No. From the first set in the tiebreaker and then got broken both the second and the third.
Yeah. Well, he was lucky to win that tiebreaker. He was down 5-2.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bernie needs to, I think he needs to lift his game, I reckon. But it's been a great week. Let's not let Tomic's antics mar what was an absolutely fantastic week from Victor Estrella Burgos. He's defended his title. And if Jose Hernandez Fernandez can get himself into the top 100, the Dominicans are going to be a force.
Flying.
Are you sure you're not part Dominican?
I am.
You are. Yeah.
Well, he is now.
Breaking news.
No, I'm honorary.
Honorary.
They've listened to the show. They love me. So we promote them enough. But yeah, it was a great week. But yeah, Jose Hernandez Fernandez, he's the next big thing. He's through in the Santo Domingo Challenger this week into the second round. He beat the number 6 seed Alejandro Gonzalez. So
big things expected from him this year.
Yeah.
Career year coming up.
Yeah. I'm putting way too much pressure on him, aren't I? But let's get to Montpellier last week. Richard Gasquet, Josh, you were the only one to pick this. Won the title against Paul-Henri Mathieu, 7-5, 6-4. Mathieu only in his second final since 2009. He's enjoying a little bit of a purple patch. He made a final in Kitzbühel sort of in the mid after the US Open last year. So he's not in bad form.
Knocked out our boy Johnny Millman as
well.
He
did. That was quite a good match. I watched that on Fox Sports. Yeah. He was up a set and a break too, Mathieu, and Millman really pushed hard.
He did push
hard. We'll get to Millman in a sec. But Gasquet defends his Montpellier crown. He's won his 13th career title and his 3rd in Montpellier overall. He leads 6-2 head-to-head against Mathieu. He had a really good week, didn't he? He managed to knock off Ernest Gulbis in the second round in straight sets pretty comfortably, and he never looked troubled.
Oh, the only time I thought he looked troubled was that the semi-final against Dustin Brown. That lost, losing the first set 6-1.
Yeah. That was Brown had a good week too,
didn't he? He had a good week,
But that's what frustrates me about him, though. He can play such good tennis at times,
he's got so much flair. He's actually very similar to Gammon Feast in terms of how he plays his tennis.
He is. I don't know, it's really frustrating to watch because he can play one really good match. Like, I remember at Wimbledon, I think 2013, when he wiped Hewitt off the court completely, and then the next match got smashed by Mannarino.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, those players can play really well, and then next match you won't be able to hit the side of a truck. But, you know, but I think he had a really consistent week, and to beat Gasquet 6-1 in the first set, things looked bad then, didn't they?
Yeah.
But Richard fought hard, and I thought he was going to be rusty, but ended up really coming through and had a really good week after, you know, he hasn't played for pretty much a month.
Exactly.
So he was fantastic. Mathieu also had a great week. And John Millman, he was fantastic, wasn't he?
Oh, put up a great fight.
Yeah.
He did. Beats Benito in the first round. That's 6-3, 6-love, as we mentioned last week. Yeah. That's a great win in any day of the week.
Wild card entry. That's one of the tougher wild card entries you're going to have to face. That was a good
dangerous
effort.
Floater. And also beating Edouard Roger Vasselin, who's been around for quite a while. He's a seasoned campaigner and can play some really good tennis at times. So it beat him in 3. I thought he was going to lose it at times. He was up 4-love in the third, ended up only winning it 6-4. Faced I think it was down love 30 when serving for the match for the second time. So he was in a bit of strife there, Millman. But ended up getting himself through and then lost to Mathieu 7-6, 5-7, 6-3. Was down a set and a break, pushed, won the second. And you know, just showed what I guess Australian fans want, a fight.
Exactly.
That's the blue collar spirit, Josh.
There it is. There we go.
Yeah, not what Kyrgios or Tomic dish up, but Alexander Zverev, you mentioned him last week. Another good pick from you, Josh. That's amazing. So,
I think he's bumped himself up about 16 or 17 in the rankings now, and he's up towards about 70. And he's 18, 19?
19.
So, massive future for him.
Yeah. Nick Kyrgios, if you're listening, that's what you should model yourself on.
Exactly.
Alexander Zverev, he's a gem.
He is.
And that was a great pick. Like you said, he was going to beat Cilic.
Yep.
And he did too.
Straight sets.
Yep. So, that's a great week from Alexander. And I reckon we can see a lot of, I think, might have a new German Grand Slam champion in the future because he's definitely got the game, hasn't he?
Shows the potential without a doubt.
Yep, 100%. We'll move to Sofia. Roberto Bautista Agut, we all picked this, didn't we?
Yeah.
He's in some great form. Won Auckland, fourth round of the Australian Open, took